Yes, an entire nation waits with bated breath for the numbers game. Donnie Football against me against Donnie Football, or maybe we're on the same team, like Donnie and Ray Fittipaldo could have been as college offensive linemen. What would have been, huh, Donnie, if you guys both went to Holy Cross or both went to Waynesburg?
See, that's
Ray,
the thing.
Ray would have dominated big at Waynesburg.
That's the thing. Ray was a much better player than I was. That's why I answered the question originally the way I did. I mean, Holy Cross is a bit of a step up from the Yellow Jackets.
He would have been the Alan Fanuc of Waynesburg, right?
And
you
would
have been you would have been the Jeff Hardings. You two could have played together. It would have been incredible. All right. The injury report brought to you by Shenderovich, Shenderovich and Fishman. They've got your back, not your wallet. Sounded like the arrow up for Cordarrelle Patterson. Is that what it sounded like to you guys?
Yeah.
So that would be good to have a full complement of runners. 50-minute mark on the fan. We're coming up on that. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in South Hills. Let's get to it, Donnie. I know both of us, for some of these, are using the cheat sheet from Steelers.com. Just an outstanding piece going into these games. But what we do is present a number, why we gave that number, and then it's the other guy's turn. Yes, it could lead to comments, questions, arguments, anything, or maybe we'll just go back and forth. Limits the numbers game.
Oh, I like this.
Yeah, it's almost Christmas.
It's like the old NFL Network, like you're getting a game around the holiday season.
It's gigantic. I'll start, Donnie. You ready? My number is 6. The Steelers lost the first 6 games they ever played against the Giants, starting in 1933, when the Steelers were called the Pittsburgh Pirates. No wonder they were losing so much limits, right?
You like that one, Horse?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Joe, how about this one? 1. That is the number of primetime wins Daniel Jones has in his career. He is 1. He is 1-14 in his career. He's 0-2 this season.
Man, I think one of those was against the Steelers. Was that a primetime game where they basically broke him in half, or was that just a regular
Sunday
game?
They played that COVID season week 1, and the Steelers won. That was a Monday night football game.
Yes, exactly. 0.5. The Jets' defense is intercepting 0.5% of the passes thrown. Only the Jags are worse. This could lead to, I think Russ may cook in this one unless they intercept half of one of his passes.
And here's another number for the New York defense. I kind of alluded to this one with the chat with Ray.
Yeah.
5.4 yards per attempt that New York allows. I think the Steelers will do really well against that.
That's worse than the league,
yes,
I might
add.
They stink. Here's one, Donnie, that speaks to field position. 32.4. The Steelers' average drive starts there at the 32.4 yard line. That's 3rd in the NFL for, you know, starting field position. And their defense starts with the other team at the 26 yard line, 26.2 to be precise. That's also right around tops in the league. Man, if you want to play defense, field position, and run the ball, that speaks to it right there.
And we hear all the time, you know, play the field position game, game of inches, all those cliches. I mean, things like that, they end up adding up over time. 50. The Giants have been outscored by 50 points this season, Joe, and the Steelers in that same vein. They are plus 60 in point differential. That is 2nd best in the AFC.
Nice to engineer victory more fluidly, as Mike Tomlin said he hoped to do the day he fired Matt Canada. It's not a mystery. You're a better team when you're winning by more points. You're not slogging through every week hoping to win 11-10 because you had to drive it, you know, 75 yards with Kenny Pickett or Justin Fields late in the game. It just, that doesn't work long term. I have a number for you, Donnie. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
2 of them, actually. 28-8. Russell Wilson has a 28-8 touchdown to interception ratio since the start of last season. You want to say where that ranks in the league? Little limits?
1-4.
Nobody talks about that because people like Mark Schlereth, who was a guest of the PM guys, downgraded Wilson for his season last year, which was actually a pretty good season. Donnie, give me a number.
82.5. Teams that start 6-2 make the playoffs 82.5% of the time. The Steelers with a golden opportunity to do so Monday night.
That one really perked me up. Limits, if you wouldn't mind, at the end of the numbers game each week, could you give us the most impressive number that you heard, the number of the day? We'll keep going here, so keep this in mind.
That's a good one there from Donnie.
Boy, that was a great one, and congrats to you, Donnie, on that one. I really enjoyed it. 100-0. Does that intrigue you at all?
Yes, it does.
Number of third down snaps for Jaylen Warren and Najee Harris last week. Jaylen took every third down snap. Najee took none. That interests me that Najee's never out there on third down.
And Warren had some big plays, some vintage Jaylen Warren plays last week on third down. I mean,
looked
you remember
like himself again.
You remember that one specifically, what was it, 3rd and 8, 3rd and 9?
Yeah.
It kind of just got dumped off. He had to make a play. He did so. Steelers went down and scored. That was really big from him. 8, the number of sacks the Eagles had on the Giants last week. That could be an ugly sight for the New York football Giants in a few days.
And might I add, their tackle situation is in flux. This could and probably should be a field day for Watt. That's my one prediction on this game, is that TJ Watt is going to absolutely bust out. Okay, 10. That's my number. The Giants have scored 10 total points over the past 2 weeks, Donnie. They stink. You got a number for me?
3. The Steelers have blocked either a punt or field goal in 3 consecutive games. We kind of joke and downplay, I feel, special teams a lot. You know, we laugh about Danny Smith. Sometimes we have a whole jar of double bubble or whatever the gum is out in the candy jar, and we joke that this guy's the only one in Pittsburgh history to chew more gum than Clint Hurdle. His unit is working. It's working well. I mean, they are making impactful plays that change the game. Big blocked punt in Vegas last 2 weeks ago. The 2 blocks last week, only one counted. They both should have counted. There's something there where that special teams can flip it with plays like that.
Yeah, and it's just the subtle plays that don't get noticed, too. I mean, their tackling is violent and effective on special teams. Plus, they have Boswell. You read across the league, you know, people do measurements of your total special teams, and the Steelers have the best in the league right now. I got a number for you, Donnie. 12. The Giants receivers are tied with the Jets with the most drop passes in the NFL, 12. Did I mention that the Giants stink, Donnie?
I have another number to illustrate that.
Please.
99. The number of passing yards Daniel Jones had last week against the Eagles before he was benched in the fourth quarter for Drew Lock.
Do you think we see a little bit of Lock this week?
I think we could.
The Loch Ness Monster gets in the game?
I had Sean Marash on the show Wednesday night. He thinks that here was his big take. He thinks this is the final, barring injury, the final start for Daniel Jones as a New York Giant.
Wow. Hey, I meant to ask earlier. Oh, that was a pit question. Forget it, Donnie. Wait, what did I mean to ask earlier? Oh, that was a Penguins question. Do we ever see Tristan Jarry make another start for the Penguins was going to be my question I forgot to ask. Is there a 0% chance?
I would say a little bit greater than zero, but I think he starts another game. Yeah.
I'm sorry, Donnie, for interrupting the numbers.
I think it's
game.
Your turn.
Yeah, 1. Horrific snap from James Harrison that flew in the end zone for a safety in a long ago Steeler Giants game. You remember when James Harrison had to be the long snapper?
Yeah, I mean, people kind of sleep on that too with special teams, how valuable a good long snapper is. Greg Warren was as automatic as they come in his day.
Here's what I can guarantee for you. Not a single media member or teammate criticized James Harrison in the locker room after that one. That would have been a very, very dangerous move. Yes, Limits?
Pretty good. I think your top number was the...
No, we're not done yet.
Oh.
We're not done yet.
I thought we were. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I didn't want to delay Nick Kostos.
For confusing you. We're not going to delay Nick Kostos. We each have one more number.
I Donnie? Got one more.
Yeah.
6. The number of red zone appearances last week, and the Steelers scored points on all 6 of them.
That's what Russ does. He cooks in the red zone. 20-1 interception ratio in the red zone last year. 488. Any guess as to what that is, Donnie?
Something yardage-wise.
Yes. Combined passing yards for Ben and Eli in their first meeting at the end of the 2004 season, both rookies. And do you know who had the best passer rating in that game? It wasn't either one of them.
Antoine Randall L.
Yes. He was 1 for 1.
Boom, baby.
With a 10-yard touchdown pass to Verron Haynes. So riddle me this. By the way, he was one of the only players in NFL history that day to throw and catch a touchdown pass.
He had
in the
a big
same
game.
Game.
That was right before Christmas.
If I go 1 for 1 for a 10-yard touchdown, how do I not have a perfect passer rating? It was only 147.9. How is that possible?
Yeah, I always got confused how that calculus worked.
It's ridiculous. Anyway, limits. What was the best number?
I think your best number, Joe, was the Najee Harris no snaps on third down, Jalen Warren every
Thank
snap
you.
On
yeah.
third down, and I think Donnie's best number is 3.
You don't consecutive have to make us feel good. Which one's the best?
No, I'm giving a qualifier for both, who I thought the best numbers were for each. I think the funniest one was Donnie, 1 win for Daniel Jones in prime time.
That was great.
That's the best one.
1 and 14 in prime time. This guy stinks. So does their whole team.